On Thursday's front page, Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain says he knows who started spreading allegations of sexual harassment. Cain is blaming an aide to Texas Governor Rick Perry. We'll look at rebuilding Japan after the tsunami and the nuclear meltdown, and smartphone apps that line up dates. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain accused Texas Governor Rick Perry's campaign of pushing sexual harassment allegations. The allegations have consumed Cain's campaign for the last few days. Cain, in an article for Forbes magazine, accused Perry advisor Kurt Anderson of setting off the scandal. Cain says he told Anderson about the harassment allegations in 2003. Anderson told The Times he hadn't heard about them until he read them on Politico, which broke the story over the weekend. The Federal Reserve reduced its forecast for economic growth, but Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said the Fed's monetary policy is okay as is. He said the Fed's policymaking committee isn't taking any new steps to stimulate growth. He said other parts of the government should do more to help with job creation. The Fed is predicting unemployment will be above 8.5% at the end of next year and above 7.8% at the end of 2013. Thursday's Times looks at what some say is the spotty record of the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau when it comes to uncovering major cases involving crooked officers. A number of current and former prosecutors blame a lack of effective outside oversight. They say the NYPD's anti-corruption program is weak at best. They also say low starting salaries and poor morale increase the risk for temptation. That's a song about a breakwater that gave way in Japan after the tsunami hit. Japan is expected to approve a $120 billion reconstruction budget soon. But critics say there are too many signs of cozy ties between government and industry. They also say the government's recovery plan is out of step with the times. The plan calls for rebuilding breakwaters and seawalls. The critics say that's technology that failed, not as the tsunami came in, but as the waves went out. Also on Thursday's front page, researchers have opened up a new approach to combating aging with the discovery of a special category of cells. They're known as senescent cells. They're apparently bad actors that promote aging. They accumulate in aging tissues. That means arthritic knees, cataracts, and arteries with plaque. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic have done some genetic engineering in mice. They've figured out how to get rid of the senescent cells by giving the mice a drug that forced the cells to self-destruct. The mice didn't get cataracts, and their muscles didn't waste away as they got older. Now there are cell phone apps that let people make an instant date based on who's nearby and free for a drink. Times reporter Jenna Wortham says it's the next step beyond matchmakers, personal ads, and online dating. Users say they're well aware of the pitfalls, and the apps do let users control how much personal information they divulge. But app users say they can skip some of the rituals of standard online dating, which they say moves at a glacial pace. Inside Thursday's Times, Syria accepted an Arab League plan intended to halt violence and lead to dialogue with the opposition. But there are doubts Damascus can change tactics rapidly. The plan calls for the government of President Bashar al-Assad to remove tanks and armored vehicles from the streets. It also calls for an end to violence aimed at protesters. Greece's prime minister flew to the French resort of Cannes to tell European leaders why he's holding a surprise referendum on the bailout deal. As we hear in this report from correspondent Rachel Donadio, Prime Minister George Papandreou has done more than shake up the financial markets.
What Papandreou has done is really interesting. He's put democracy back on the table. He said to Greeks, here, it's going to be up to you to decide what you think of this plan. It also puts pressure back on Europe. Prime Minister Papandreou was meeting with the head of the IMF, the heads of the European Union, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Ideally, they'll have some clear sense of how to proceed with the bailout plan as well as with the referendum. It's unclear whether those two things can be reconciled. as the dust settles, an interesting question is being posed here. Is Papandreou reckless? Has he suggested this referendum that could potentially upend the entire bailout process for Greece? Or is he actually very smart, a politician who's trying to get the best deal for his country from Europe?
Times reporter Rachel Donadio. A British court ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited to Sweden for questioning about allegations of sexual abuse. Times reporter Ravi Somaya tells us two of Britain's most senior judges dismissed all four arguments from Assange's defense team.
Inside the court, as the judgment was handed down, Julian Assange and his legal team were huddled together. They looked a little bit shell-shocked. He stood up on the steps of the court and said,
"We will be considering our next step in the days ahead."
A source close to Assange says he will appeal. He'll be back in the High Court within 14 days to ask for permission to appeal to Britain's Supreme Court. If that appeal is rejected, he will have to go to Sweden within 10 days. Those who've been watching the trial have been saying overwhelming likelihood is that he will end up in Sweden close to Christmas time.
Times reporter Ravi Somaya. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.